You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. The issue of affordable housing is a growing concern to many people in the Ann Arbor area. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now to talk about those concerns is Albert Perez, CEO of McKinley Real Estate. Thanks so much for joining us.
Lisa, thank you very much. Great to be with you.
McKinley has a huge multi-billion dollar portfolio across the country and owns about 60% of workforce housing in Washtenaw County. But before anyone comes to any quick judgments or conclusions about you, you came from humble beginnings. Can you tell us about that?
I was a Cuban refugee. I was an immigrant. So I came to what is without question the greatest country on the planet, the United States of America. They took us in. We had to leave under some pretty difficult circumstances during the Cuban Revolution. Like a lot of immigrants, like a lot of refugees, we left there with the shirt on our back. And again, this great country gave us an opportunity that few places ever can give. And I'm deeply appreciative to be today a naturalized American citizen, hoping to contribute back a little bit of what was given to me along the way that helped me get here.
So McKinley is obviously a very successful company, but you call yourself a workforce housing guy, not a luxury housing guy?
Well, it's true. I mean, what we do here or anywhere else we operate is we're providing housing for the workforce. I mean, if you look at our average rents in Washtenaw County, they're mid-800 rents when you take the average of all the buildings we own, east and west and north and south. And, you know, if you look at the buildings today in the downtown, you know, the rents are probably close to 3.5 times, maybe 4 times that number. And so what you have in Arbor today is an enormously economically segregated community where only, candidly, people with a lot of resources, both foreign to the area, in other words, very well-heeled students who are renting in ultra-luxury student housing, or very well-heeled local residents who choose to live downtown and have the resources to do it. But the group that's being most affected is what I call the missing middle, which are the people in the workforce. In Washtenaw County, that group is an income bracket that's making $37,000 a year to $75,000 a year. And so, you know, often when people talk about affordable housing, you hear people say, well, I don't want them living in my backyard. Well, just so you know, this is everybody. These are the nurses that are working in the hospitals. These are the firemen. They're working at the fire station. These are the teachers that are teaching our kids. So, you know, not only, you know, these are your best friends, these are your aunts, these are your uncles, they're living in your neighborhood. But, you know, more and more, if you live in Ann Arbor and you have a home, you probably bought it a long time ago, but if you're buying it for the first time, certainly if you're moving to the area or renting for the first time, you know, the choices that were available to you as a teacher 20 and 30 years ago aren't available today as a young teacher.
So what is the solution to that situation?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, the market forces in the downtown, without question, will continue to drive a very high rent. Now, there is housing in the eastern part of the county, and, you know, we own a lot of it in Ypsilanti Township and Pittsfield Township, but that's changing too. I mean, there are factors like schools of choice, for example, where people in Ypsilanti Township specifically our neighborhoods in Ford Lake, you know, our neighborhoods on Gulfside Road, just at the border of Pittsfield Township. You know, those people are now organizing their families and getting their kids to Ann Arbor schools. And so what's more considered, you know, the border communities of Pittsfield Township, the Ypsilanti Township, Pittsfield border, are now becoming very attractive because their kids can be sent to Ann Arbor schools. Certainly in Pittsfield Township, you know, the area, let's say from 23 all the way to Gulfside Road, that's already changed. I mean, the people that are living in that area are sending their kids to Ann Arbor schools, and that's for all intents and purposes Ann Arbor. The north side of town, in our opinion, is being affected as much as this central business district because of the tremendous growth of what's happened to North Campus and the new investment that the university's made in the former Pfizer complex. So the rents really on the north side of town are matching up with the CBD. So, you know, I think that while there are choices today, the reality is more and more people are being crowded out of choices. And if you were here 10 and 15 and 20 years ago, and, you know, there were great communities in parts of Ypsilanti that you could have bought a home at a really decent price. You know, some of those things are changing today, and they certainly are changing. They have already changed past tense in Ann Arbor. They've changed in Pittsfield Township. And, you know, we expect the eastern side of the county affordability to be affected as over time as well.
You gave the keynote address a few days ago at the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber Forum gathering, and at the beginning, you said what I thought was a pretty interesting observation about traffic. A lot of people might be sitting in that exact traffic right now listening to us about in and out of the Ann Arbor area each morning and evening.
Well, you know, it's just a fact. I mean, you know, there's two places you can go to. You know, the one I always like to talk about is North Main Street and 23. And if you are sitting there between 6 in the morning and 9 in the morning, essentially you'll see somewhere between 12,000 and 14,000 cars, depending upon the day, that will be coming if you're facing towards the city on your right-hand side. And if you're sitting in a lawn chair, and if you're looking and the state of the whole day after you've had your lunch, and now it's 4 to 7 at night, what you'll see is those exact same 12,000 cars are leaving the city. And what's true is most of those people, by the way, at that exit are coming in and coming out and working at the University of Michigan Medical Center, and they aren't living here. And so, as I always tell people, is when you have achieved economic segregation when your workers, the people that work in your city, can no longer afford to live in your city, and we have achieved that. And by the way, this is not something that I'm just saying as a function of our own internal research, which is vast. But as you heard, Mary Jo Callen quote at the session the other day, Ann Arbor is now ranked the 8th most economically segregated city of any size, large and small, in the country.
So, do you have a plan for adding more affordable housing in Ann Arbor?
Yeah, sure. Our plan is twofold. I mean, you know, we're doing it on our own now with our own capital. And we continue to expand and build in Pittsfield Township, in the downtown. We're building on State Street right across the street from the University of Michigan Varsity Tennis Center. And we have plans in the works for more buildings. But, you know, the buildings that we're offering, while important in terms of what they'll do for those who are living in them, they won't be significant in number. And the reality is the market forces will continue to push in the direction of the ultra-luxury buildings. So what we proposed the other day at the forum was an idea of, again, not large numbers, but I think important because we want to make sure that we can allow people to live next to where they work, you know, taking things like surface parking lots in the downtown and dedicating them and aligning public policy with what we always talk about but we don't do much about, which is providing those opportunities. And if you look at the lots that are being sold by the city right now, they are being, you know, essentially totally dedicated to ultra-luxury housing. And you saw that with the project that was built next to Downtown Home and Garden. You're going to see that on the library lot and all of the various lots that are being put up for sale. And certain, on the private side, the lots that are being sold privately are being put for that same ultra-luxury use. So as I told them the other day, we built an Autobahn with our zoning changes, and what we got is a lot of ultra-luxury student housing and a lot of ultra-luxury rental housing.
Do you think there's the political will in Ann Arbor to make more affordable middle-class housing available?
I don't know. I was challenged by Andy LaBar to come to the session with an actionable plan. You know, our plan requires no public capital. No subsidies. Capital will be fully supplied by the private sector, and it's real and actionable, and are things that we're doing across the country today. So whether that's in the cards for Ann Arbor, I guess we can only.
Albert Perez, CEO of McKinley Real Estate. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.